Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the sun sign in Pisces. If a person has the sun in Pisces, it means they were born 30 days before the spring equinox. So late February to late March, or to, yeah, about to late March, till about the 20th of March, when we have the spring equinox time. And this is a water sign. It is the season of days continuing to grow in length. And using the imagery of the plant and the seeds that are planted at the winter solstice, that then break open and begin to explore new territory at the time of the cross quarter, the Aquarius time. And then those tiny shoots begin to emerge above the ground in the time of Pisces, and they're the tender shoots, the fragile shoots that need protection. That one of the sort of ways we could think of the Pisces energy is that it holds a safe space for others to feel what they feel, to and also to be supported in being who they are. So that's part of the Pisces energy. It is considered a mutable sign in traditional astrology. In shamanic astrology, we've renamed that and call it a in service to spirit, serving spirit by creating a safe space for others to be who they really are with compassion and kindness. So those who have a Pisces sun have the fuel of compassion and kindness and sensitivity that they work with. And so one of the things that I have really appreciated about I'm a Pisces sun myself is really coming to a good understanding of what it means to be a Pisces sun. Because as a kid growing up, I tended to be very empathic to what other people were feeling, but not realizing that I was picking up their feelings and being kind of confused sometimes about that, being extremely sensitive to what other people thought or felt or the energy that was being directed at me, and often taking it on as mine rather than realizing that it wasn't mine at all. So that having that understanding has been extremely helpful for me personally. And as somebody who has very strong archetypes on the rest of my chart, Venus in Aries, Scorpio rising, Sag moon, being a Pisces sun, and operating out of the Pisces realm rather than really being with my other archetypes, instead of having that just as my fuel, as a way of a style of moving through the world, coming to that understanding has been very was very challenging. And so I had this, just have this story that might be helpful in understanding what it is to be a Pisces sun. I had this job where I was a leasing agent for a property management company many years ago, back in the 80s, and before I ever started doing astrology. And I had three or four different property managers I worked with, and I would go to their property and, sit so they could have a day off, so they could have one or two days off. So they got certain days off where the office was, I was in the office for them. And they were all very different personalities, and they had a very different style of how they ran their office. And I was able to go into all those offices and just, feel quite at home and comfortable and kind of merge into their style and just do things the way they liked it. All the property managers really loved me. none of them, I had no conflict with any of them. And when I was getting my evaluation, after I'd been working there for a couple of months, the person doing the evaluation was complimenting me on my ability to work with these very different managers, and they had never had a leasing agent who could do that, that there was usually conflict, and they often didn't last in the job for very long. So they very much were appreciating my ability to work with all of these managers and have them be very happy with what I was doing and how I could work in their kind of management style. So I didn't realize at the time that that was really a gift of my Pisces sun, that I could do that, to be able to blend and merge into the energy that was needed in the environment. So this is sometimes why Pisces can be that chameleon energy. But it is the style or the operating style that I have. And then another experience I had in learning about the operating style of the Pisces sun was some years ago in a shamanic astrology event. With a person, talking to a person about an experience I had with someone who was trying to give me their point of view and get me to agree with them. And I was sharing about how I had acknowledged their point of view, even though I didn't agree with it. And I said, you know, as long as that's not harming anyone and as long as that works for you, I think that's great. And she, of course, didn't agree with the point of view this person had. And she as a Scorpio sun and Aries rising, was really frustrated with me and was saying, where's your Aries Scorpio? Why didn't you get in your face and straighten them out and try to get them to see it your way? And, you know, be more confrontive and combative kind of was her style and her energy and what she was wanting to project onto me. And suddenly, and this was probably 12 or 13 years ago, suddenly I had this understanding of the Pisces sun, the style, the fuel that I operated with was from a place of kindness and compassion and empathy and not being combative. Even though I do have Aries Scorpio on my chart, it's always going to be operating through Pisces. And Pisces is, that's not, you know, and if I need to be, you know, taking a stand for myself or stand up for myself, and that's taken me a long time to be able to do that, I can do that. Took a while. I think takes longer for somebody with Pisces often, unless they have a really strong moon position that allows them to, like say a Scorpio moon, maybe it doesn't take as long for that to happen. But anyway, I just want to share that story because it was to me how I finally understood that the sun is the fuel. It is how we operate, our style of operation in the world. And so again, Pisces sun tends to operate from a place of empathy and compassion and kindness. And so is in alignment with divine will. It's surrendered to the will of the divine and to creating that safe space for spirit to come into matter and have a safe space to express that divine sort of, you know, mystical union with the divine is another way that Pisces operates. So the Pisces sensitivity and compassion can actually be a strength and a gift.